What's good, party people? It's your boy KJ5 to the 2. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 14. Going throughout the entire chapter, and rather than digging into every single part of this chapter, the main part I want to focus on is kind of why I pulled this this whole Firestarter Bible Study together in the first place. In the last chapter, we dug into Matthew chapter 13 that talks about John the Baptist. And right around this chapter that we're in today, John the Baptist is he's executed. And it says that, in I think it's verse 13, it says that Jesus, after hearing that John the Baptist got executed, says he withdrew to a solitary place. Basically, he hears this tragedy happen, and he goes and he gets alone. And it's a real simple verse to kind of pass over. You just kind of look at it like, okay, you know, he went and got by himself, big deal. But as my mind began to churn, I began to think about all this, I thought, well, why would Jesus get alone? Why would he feel the necessity to do that? My first inclination was that, oh, he was, you know, trying to protect himself. He was trying to get away from the people that were trying to kill. The people that killed John the Baptist were obviously after Jesus at this point in his life and in his ministry. So he was trying to get away from him, right? And that kind of used to be my old way of looking at that verse. But realistically, if you study other verses in Scripture, Jesus says, you know, multiple times, he's saying, you know, he slips away from the grasp of the crowd that were trying to either kill him or murder him or, you know, arrest him, etc., etc. And he understood that it was in his time. He knew why he was there. He was there to die on the cross, and he says, freely I lay down my life. So to me, that verse doesn't really speak to that now that I look at it. I have to look at it as John the Baptist being Jesus' cousin, and Jesus being 100% man and 100% God. And also in other verses, you know, the shortest verse in Scripture is Jesus wept. I think sometimes we try to divorce the humanity from who Christ was. We know he's God, but at the same token, we forget that the Bible says he was a man who shared in the exact same things that we dealt with. I have to feel like this was a tragedy that impacted him. That the humanity of his life hurt his heart to know that John the Baptist died. And he had only one way that he felt to deal with it, was to get alone and to get with God. And to me, this is a perfect example of what we need to do. When tragedies hit, when situations happen, when we lose people around us or we lose situations, what do? Do we run to alcohol? Do we run to drugs? Do we run to relationships? Do we wallow in self-pity? Do we get depressed? I mean, these are all things that we face. And the real humanity of feeling hurt or alone or in pain or feeling depressed over a situation is okay. It's what you do with it. Jesus got alone, he got with God, and I have to guarantee that he poured out his heart. And that's exactly what we need to do. When tragedies strike, when situations happen, when bad things happen to us, when bad things happen to good people, we've got to get alone. We've got to withdraw. We've got to take a little bit of time to be with our Father. We'll find that makes all the difference. That's our chapter today. Make sure you go read the chapter tomorrow, Matthew chapter 15. Be a fire starter today.